USA Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court handed a huge win to the Republican Party heading into the 2022 elections. It sided with the Louisiana State Legislature to allow the state's Republican-drawn congressional map to remain in place for the midterms. A federal judge had previously ruled the Republican-drawn map violated the Voting Rights Act and ordered lawmakers to redraw the state's six congressional districts. The victory may be temporary, as the court said they will take up this case and a similar one in Alabama in the court's next term. Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin flew to New York last week to meet privately with GOP mega donors in Manhattan. Off the Press reports that's a move that underscores recent hints that the Republican is considering a run for president in 2024. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is continuing to push back against illegal immigrants coming across his border.
The big rig used in this week's deadly smuggling attempt in Texas wasn't searched at several highway checkpoints, despite the fact dozens of illegal immigrants were packed in the back. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott says the state is taking steps to fix that security loophole.
I'm announcing that Texas is going to add additional truck checkpoints.
He says border agents are being taken off the line to work processing centers. He believes that led to the security lapse that allowed the 18-wheeler to make it to San Antonio. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is facing serious political unknowns heading into November's midterm elections. Of the 49 House lawmakers who will not run for re-election, 32 of them are Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
One Asian country is in desperate need of humanitarian help.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are reporting more than 7 million people in Bangladesh are in desperate need of shelter and emergency relief. The agency said this is the worst flooding to hit South Asia in living memory. Hundreds of thousands of homes near the Bangladesh-India border are underwater. Over 200 people in both countries have died since the floods began in April. Bangladesh is between India and Myanmar. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau. I'm Lance Pry.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said there's no guarantee that the central bank can engineer a soft landing for the U.S. economy. On Wednesday, Powell said, quote, "We think that there are pathways for us to achieve the path back to 2% inflation while still retaining a strong labor market." Unquote. As Americans struggle with rising food and gas prices, Powell remained upbeat about the current health of the economy. Washington, D.C.'s Metro warned that customers could face wait times of up to an hour on July 4th as the transit agency grapples with a reduced number of rail cars on one of its busiest days of the year. The agency sidelined about 60% of its fleet in October after a train derailment revealed defects in Metro's 7,000 series rail cars, causing delays across the rail system that persist nearly 9 months later. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis. Us.